Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Hi and welcome to Swing It Like Backhand's Podcast. The podcast where we talk about mental coaching for athletes and tennis players. Keep in mind that most of these exercises in this podcast can easily be applied in your daily work and personal life. So don't limit yourself. Get ready and enjoy the podcast. Hey guys, great to have you back. In the previous episode, we talked about the strength of mind. At the very end of the last episode, I have asked you some questions that could help you in your development. I would like to tell you how these answers could look like. First question was, how do you feel when you are at the top of the mountain? You may have answered, relaxed, confident, motivated, happy. Second question was, what are you focusing on when you are at the top of the mountain? You may have answered, focusing on yourself and nothing else. Focusing on the present. Focusing on the next point. Third question was, do you rush or take your time when you are at the top of the mountain? And you may have answered, I am relaxed, taking my time in between the points. I bounce the ball several times before I serve. I'm targeted and I know exactly where I want to hit the next ball or my serve. Don't worry if you don't have the exact same answers. These questions are very personal and therefore there are also a million ways of how they can be answered. There is nothing right or wrong about it. The most important thing is that you wrote them down and you were questioning yourself. Most of the players ask themselves these kind of questions, but unconsciously. So never underestimate the power of seeing your answers written down, black on white. The answers for the questions of how you feel when you are at the bottom will be mentioned later in this podcast. We are about to start our next topic, which is crucial for your game. And it starts with a question. Tell me the difference in between playing the game versus playing the outcome. I give you one example. Some players are performing incredibly well during training and sparring. But as soon as they need to face an opponent during a real match, where the points matter for the ranking or even prize money, their performance becomes terrible. Sometimes one cannot even recognize them. So the players start asking themselves, how is this possible? Some parents may start calling their kids' tennis coaches, desperately asking for help and answers, because they thought their kids are incredibly talented. I mean, the coach told them all the time that the kid has a huge potential. But how can it be that when the kid starts playing a match, it is a complete disaster? Let me explain you the situation. It's the player's mindset. Most of the time, when players practice or have sparring sessions, they focus on the following points. The game. They play point by point, shot after shot. They move up to the next point easily after mistakes. They have a high level of tolerance and acceptance. This means that they play the game. On the other hand, when playing the outcome instead of playing the game, the players can become very strict with themselves, which means they want to avoid mistakes. They actually don't even accept making mistakes. They get nervous. Their arm gets stiff. And they start playing tight. This gives us a clear perspective of what it means to play the outcome. If we go back to our last podcast where I was asking you, how do you feel when you are at the bottom of the mountain? You may have answered, scared, angry, frustrated. Why do I even play this sport? Why can I not play the same way as I played yesterday during my sparring session? Another question was, what are the players focusing on when they are at the bottom of the mountain? You may have answered, why am I losing against this beginner? These strings definitely have a different tension. And the grip is so slippery. I shouldn't have eaten the bread with Nutella before I went on the court. You can see clearly that when being at the bottom of the mountain, it is easy to focus on the problems and excuses instead of the solutions. Focusing way too much on the outcome instead of playing the game is where it gets risky for your mindset. During weak moments, the players are focused rather on problems and on questioning why is this happening instead of thinking about solutions. Question: how can we change situations like these? If you want to change the situation, you need to ask yourself, what do I need to change? What kind of technique do I need to use to play against this player? What's my opponent's weak spot and how can I profit from it? Focusing on solutions, or in other words, questioning how I will get there, is what you should be doing. Not only when you are at the top of the mountain. It's actually not very smart to ask yourself why questions. For example, why is my forehand or backhand so bad today? Why are the balls not coming? These are not questions that you should have in mind. Neither should a coach be asking you, why are you playing so bad? But if your coach anyways does, you may suggest them to come to me for some mental coaching. Last question for this podcast. Recap the information I just gave you and answer. Why is how better than why? Great! Let me hear your answers. Reach out to me via Instagram, email, and let me know what you got. It was a pleasure to tell you again a bit more about mental coaching. Remember, you can only get an answer that develops you if you ask the right questions. The wrong questions will only make you focus on the negative aspects. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for the next episode. Follow me on Instagram at swingitlikebackhand for further inspiration on keeping your body and mind fit. See you on the court. Bye!
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.